Well, Keaton, this is a match that's had plenty of drama in it, hasn't it?
It definitely has. I mean, from a beautiful debutant 100 batting first to a 9-for to kind of needing 83 runs on the final day. So it'll be an exciting day tomorrow, and hopefully we can come out on top.
It's one that certainly tested the nerves. I mean, Chris Wokes stole the headlines yesterday with his 9 wickets, and Mark Stoneman said to me last night, Durham had to come out fighting today. And he also said you had the heavy roller to play with as well, and you did use that, and that helped you get off to a good start. I think it's the 6th time now you've put on more than 50, the two of you.
It's been a good season really for Rocky and myself. Hopefully it can continue. I mean, a guy like Rocky has played beautifully with our kind of racing away, and I thought they bowled well today. They tied us down and didn't allow us to get off to a start where we went off at 3, 4, 5 and over. So a guy like Rocky dug in and really created the platform for myself and other guys to go on and score.
I think you had 67 on the board before Chris Wright got Mark Stoneman LBW. We've seen wickets falling in clusters in this match. It happened again. 4 wickets fell for just 20 runs, and suddenly it's a panic city once again, isn't it?
I think it's kind of the type of wicket that it's really tough to get in on. I mean, you see guys facing 15 to 30 balls and getting out. So I think tomorrow morning we have to really come out and get in and really drive the game deep and really give ourselves a platform to score the next 83 or 85 runs.
Paul Collingwood came out. We've seen plenty of captain's innings from him. You were still out in the middle, and it needed a bit of calmness bringing about the proceedings, which he did. You put on 67, the two of you. You have 88. It's the fourth half century of your season so far, and obviously you're eyeing now what would be the 300 tomorrow.
No, not necessarily. I think eyeing more 83 runs. I think Collie and myself need to make sure that we're there at the end. I mean, you don't want to put anybody under unnecessary pressure. So I think Collie and myself need to get in and play the way we have done and give ourselves a chance. I mean, a guy like Collie played beautifully. He was calm and just brings a kind of wealth of experience to the crease and just kind of knows how to go about scoring runs.
I mentioned Chris Wokes took the plaudits yesterday. James Weale today, brilliant performance from him, 5 for 33, career best figures as well.
Oh, beautiful. I mean, we'll really enjoy having a beer with him tonight. But definitely. I mean, him and the other guys, Carsey, Bunny, Bazza, they've really given us a sniff to kind of get back in the game. I mean, if it wasn't for their effort bowling Warrish out for, I think it was 120, we could have been a long way behind the eight ball. So to be in the game, big kind of hat tilt to them.
Barring any dramas tomorrow morning, you'll pick up a rare win here.
Look, I think a win is a long way away. 83 runs on this wicket is a long way away. I think we've only gone 2.5 and over, so that could take a while. We need to make sure we get in and kind of go ball by ball and really take the game deep.